Afternoon. A wonderful, wonderful thing. Amen. And I'm going to know that you have a life God. Doesn't life God who walks on water. And why do I say that? Matthew chapter 14, verse 24 and 25 says, "But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them." And I would be lying if I said to you that we don't. Our family. It's like Jesus' disciples find ourselves in the middle of chaos. Where on earth are you, Jesus? Jesus, here's the revelation for you today. Your life God doesn't just watch from the shore. He walks on water to get to you. Not intimidated by your storm. He's not delayed by the waves. He's not disturbed by the darkness. He's on his way. Threatens to sink you. 14 verse 22 says, "Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him." Told them to go ahead. That means that this storm happened in obedience. Not every storm is from the devil. Some are allowed by God to show to us. Because your storm does not mean that wasn't surprised by the storm. Didn't say, "Oops, I forgot to check the water." He sent them ahead, knowing that the water would rise. Because he had a miracle appointment with them in the storm. I just want to point out at this point to you that in any other religion, not one of the other religions has proof of any form of a miracle. Only Christianity has proof of miracles, and that is Jesus Christ. He's the only one of the great prophets, as they call him, that was buried and it's documented and it's proved. He's the one who rose from the dead. He's show me the empty grave of any other prophet, and I'll show you the empty grave of Jesus Christ, the miracle God. That's who we serve. The God who said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Amen. He is with you, and he will not leave you. The way, the truth, and the life. Did you get that? I am the only way to heaven. Only through me. I am the truth. and I am the life. That's it. And he's qualified to say that because he's the only one who rose from the dead. The rest is the words of man. Can you grasp what this afternoon? This is the Jesus who meets you in the middle of the storm. When the waves are shaking around you and you feel like you're drowning. And he may not even show, he might show up when you least expect him to. But he always shows up when you need him. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. The storm does not stop your Jesus. Matthew 14, 25 says, during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. And the disciples were exhausted. They were frightened. They were rowing their boat with no progress. And they didn't recognize Jesus when he came. And they said, oh, it's a ghost. But the key point here is this. Desperation can distort your discernment. Sometimes Jesus shows up in the ways that we didn't expect. That he may not calm the storm right away, but he comes through it toward you. That the storm was not an obstacle. That he didn't rent a boat. He didn't wait for daylight. He didn't stop at the shoreline. But he walked through the storm. Why? Because he's not bound by what binds us. The wind and the waves still knew his name. Whatever is over is under the feet of Jesus. You see, Jesus walks on what's drowning you and me. Matthew 14, 29 says, then Peter got down out of the boat. He walked on the water and he came toward Jesus. The water that was threatening to drown them became the place of the miracle. Was the miracle. Jesus could have calmed the storm, but he came into it to show that he's not a distant deliverer, that he's not a shoreline savior, but he's a water walking lifeguard. Peter steps out of the boat. The impossible, as his eyes on Jesus. Your faith won't fail when it's focused. What if the very thing you fear is the thing that God will use to reveal his power? You fear the diagnosis, but he heals you. You fear the debt, but he provides supernaturally. You fear failure, but he uses it to lift you. There's many times in my life that God has come in the middle of the storm and the darkness and the chaos, where I thought that was all was done and all was finished. And when I quieten myself down, when I quieten my own mind and my heart down and I listened, that Jesus, but he like the first strong wind, And then he sent a snake. And then there was fire. But then that we have to down. Your faith will not fail when it is focused. So we need to keep our eyes on the life God. Matthew 14, verse 30 says, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Peter was walking until he looked away. The problem wasn't the storm. The problem was the focus. The waves didn't pull Peter down into the water, but the distraction did. As long as you keep your eyes on your life, God, then you will stay above your storm. And then Jesus immediately caught him. He didn't give Peter a lecture. He didn't let Peter sink. But he grabbed him and he lifted him up. Matthew 14:33 says, then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, after the storm, after the rescue, came the revelation. This is not a better. But this is Jesus, God with us. So if you are in a storm right now, then look again. If you are sinking, then call out to Jesus. If you are tired, don't give up, because Jesus hasn't given up on you. Your lifeguard, Jesus, walks on water. And right now, he's walking toward you. To those of you who are weary, to those of you who are weary, is coming to you right now. He's coming to you. To the afraid, I want to say that the waves aren't bigger than your God. To those who are doubting, I want to say to you, step out of the boat again and walk towards Jesus. To those that feel like you are sinking, cry out, because Jesus will grab you. Can I ask you to stand up with me and declare? Come on, declare with me, Jesus.
Jesus.
I believe you are greater than the storm.
I believe you are greater.
You don't panic in waves, but you walk on them.
You don't abandon me,
but you come to me.
And right now I fix my eyes on you.
Lift me.
Hold me.
Strengthen me. I worship you, my Savior, my God.
I worship the Savior, my God.
My life God walks on water.
My life God walks on water.
He sees me in the storm.
He
reaches through the waves.
He
lifts me up. He calms the seas. I will not fear. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
He is the Lord of lords. That there is no other God except for Him. That He is the only one who offers eternal life through Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So can we fix it? Behind.
Yes.
Amen. So can to you sinking, He will lift you up out of the water and hold you. So don't be robbed. Don't walk out of here and try and do life on your own, but walk with Jesus.
Amen.
Because He is your safe place.
Yeah.
He is your rock.
Yeah.
He is your fortress. He is your strong foundation. That if you stand on Jesus, you are unshakable in Him. This is how it is. More Jesus, less of me. Can we say more? Of hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we sing the long song and we take the collection, we have some announcements to make. All right. Don't worry, I'm not.